Tape 229 contains recordings of ESS quirks from the Buckhead 231 ESS in Atlanta in late 78. The 412 directory assistance operator using a dial tone to connect you to other operators. And the dial tone, of course, can be dialed on after it times out. A TSPS operator using the rate quote system via a second operator, the 151 code in Georgia. Trying to make a person-to-person call to the London time number, and the Delta 7623 PBX conference. The date of all of this is going to be probably December 1978, plus or minus a month. Side A begins with the ESS quirks from the 231 Buckhead ESS. I don't know which quirks are demonstrated, although I know crunching, so-called, is one of them. Next, 412-555. The operator using that dial tone to connect you to other toll centers. The dial tone times out, and you can dial stuff on it. The 412-555 segment, and possibly other segments of this, were recorded from a Dimension PBX at Piedmont Hospital in Atlanta in the Atlanta 35 crossbar 5. Next, a TSPS operator using the rate quote system through the code 151. She dials 151, and then a cord board picks that up, dials 009, lets the computer beep, and then listens to whatever the TSPS operator says, vis-a-vis whatever rate or coin check or whatever needs to be done. Next, a person-to-person call to the London time number, I imagine through one of the Atlanta TSPSs. Finally, on side B, what is labeled a good segment of the Delta Airlines 7623 PBX conference, or more appropriately, conferences. It was a group of conferences in the same PBX. Somewhere on side A, the instructional recording that Evan was running is included. All of side B is also the 7623 conference, and I think the instructional recording is indicated on the tape there as well. The side A segment, however, is marked good segment, probably a fairly lively segment of the conference.
Hello.
Hi, we may be calling you on a crunch, we're not sure.
Mainly if you hang up for a while after it's been crunching you, it'll reset itself and won't do it.
Yeah. Peter says his doesn't do that.
Well, how do you take it out of crunch condition? In other words, if it's sitting there crunching and you hang up briefly and then come back, then you're in crunch. But if it is crunching and you hang up for a long period of time, it has to take itself out of crunch.
Oh yeah, well yeah, right. It would take, but you'd be able to get it back, but it would take it out for a while.
No, it would take it out permanently.
Well, you'd have to set it up again, right?
Right.
Yeah.
In 8-8, that period is very short. If you hang up for, a couple of seconds, it's no longer in crunch.
Mm. Okay, I'm going to add on another line here, cut my mouthpiece off. And Peter, when I add the other line on, dial your own, just touch tone your own number on that phone, okay?
Redtree?
For Waynesburg.
Okay. Go ahead.
You have a number for a T.L. Klesenheimer, K.L.E.Z.E.N.H.E.I.M.E.R.
Thank you, one moment. I'm sorry, I don't show any record under that name in Waynesburg. There is another Directory Assistance Bureau I could connect you with. They might have further listings for that area.
Yeah, could you do that? Because I think it's new.
Okay, hold on, please. Stay on the line. They'll try to help you.
Yeah, thank you.
Directory Assistance? This is Directory Assistance. Hello? Hello? May I help you? The number you have reached, 352-3580, has been changed. The new number is 355-7611. Please make a note of it. 352-3580 has been changed. The new number is 355-7611.
Gregory?
Yes, for Kitani.
Okay.
Do you have a Richard C. Smith there?
Richard C. Smith?
Right.
Thank you, one moment. Yes, I do. The number is 763-3902.
Is that the one on 2nd Avenue?
It's just listed as Richard C. Smith, RD7, Katanning.
Oh, it's right in town. Oh, I don't think that's the same one. Is that the only one you have?
The other one that I have is on Union.
Well, you know which one? Well, this would be new if it was...
One moment, let me check the new listings. I don't...
Drink. You are?
I ain't taking no drink.
I tried to call you today. Where have you been? Where have you been?
Yeah, okay, go ahead. Give me that.
Okay, one moment. Stay on the line, they'll try to help you.
Okay, thank you.
Directory Assistance? Hello, Directory Assistance?
Dial a 3 first.
Gainesville. Hello. Can you hear me?
Morning, up at 415, may I help you?
Tell me the rate to area code 703-987.
$0.20 for the first minute, $0.14 for each additional, plus your 4% federal tax.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Good evening, after 415, may I help you?
Oh, I got you by mistake, I'm sorry. Yes, could you tell me the rate from here to area code 703-987? I need to know the person to person.
703-987.
Right.
Just about. A rate set for 703-987 from 404-355.
1-2, rate, step 1-2.
You want person or station rate?
What's the person rate?
Person rate will be, $3.15 plus tax for the first 3 minutes.
And the overtime?
15 cents. It's additional.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, Gampy, please.
Yes, I have an overseas call, England. Need to call. It's 011-441-2. 246-4311, and it's got to person to RV Harris.
Thank you.
It'll be 10, 34, and 30 seconds.
What?
At the third stroke,
what is that?
It'll be 10.
I don't know, the number you gave me, it must be the number for time.
I think someone had two numbers in mind when they gave me that and gave me the wrong one. I'm sorry, I'll have to check it, thank you.
Okay.
Someone didn't talk when you did, and if they did, you just, you know, negotiate that and take it easy. And here we go. Doorbell.
Nova.
Diane.
Dusty.
Jimmy.
Tater.
Terrell.
Jim.
Hell, hell, the gang's all here. Hell yes.
Hey, doorbell.
Yes.
I got my latest shipment of UDXL2s if you want any.
Maxell?
Yeah?
I just can't use them.
Oh.
They're just no good for telephone recording.
Pardon me. I think they're fine.
Not for phone recording, they're not. Phone recording has loud, tends to have really loud things which are deliberately... Oh, to give you an example, if you're recording off a phone line and you're using touchtones, the touchtones are supposed to be distorted on the tape.
Oh.
Well, believe you me, if you guys aren't, then somebody is recording.
Right.
Yeah. Now, see, the idea is that the touchtones should be distorted because you got to turn it up that loud. You don't want to hear clear touchtones. You don't need to. And if you turn the input level down so far that touchtones weren't distorted, then everything else would hardly be there, right?
This guy's Sputnik on.
Peter?
Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah, and see, the thing is that with Maxell cassettes, the touchtones, when you over-record them, will print through.
Somebody's got Sputnik on.
And Maxell do that. They print through whenever you over-record something. It prints through. That's why I can't use them.
Anyway.
It doesn't print through when you don't, but when you do, it does.
Right.
Real funny.
Okay. If you say so.
But you'd never encounter that problem recording music.
Huh?
What number did you dial?
762-2222.
What number?
762-2222.
Thank
you. 762.
Oh, no. 2222
is a working number. Will you dial it again, please? Yes. Yeah. Right away, immediately, if not sooner. Goodbye.
Is a working number.
Boy, that lady gets around.
Yeah. If you need assistance...
Little girl's panties only 67 cents.
An operator will answer.
Uh-oh.
Oh, this is going to go full circle. We're going to get another one.
Anybody got Judy's number?
I don't think anybody has Judy's number. Not the Judy that I know on here.
The one in Marietta?
The one that goes...
Hello?
I'm not paying up anyway.
The one I'm paying has got kids.
She got sprung.
She
got somebody down on the lower side.
There you go. Say hello to somebody new.
Hello, somebody.
Who are you?
I don't know who that is. I just brought her with me. Well, tell her to get on here.
Yeah. What's
you?
Your name?
I'm on.
Who are you?
Yeah, if I disconnect my line, you won't be.
What line?
Tell her to call 3464 or three or I don't think that one's busy.
Hey, listen, I gotta go, Bob.
Bob.
What line are you on, Bill?
What line are they on?
Try 3464. I'm on 3452.
Home
already? Are you home already?
tonight.
Well, who?
My ex-husband.
Oh.
Y'all going to the drive-in?
No. We're going to take all the kids and go Christmas shopping. Don't that sound like fun?
Is that Marcia Pussycat?
No.
It's Pussycat and who else?
Diane.
Is that Diane?
Is that Denver?
No, that's Jim.
Who?
Jim. Diane thinks everybody's Denver.
Peter, I'm going to kill you.
John Denver's name and music game. Thank God I'm a country boy. Hello.
No, that's Jim.
If Diane ever finds me, she'll kill me for sure.
Oh. Diane.
No, she won't.
Huh? Who's
she
that hot one you got for me?
Oh. You'll like him.
Who is it?
His name is Jimmy.
Uh-huh.
He's about 6'2", light brown hair, and got a mustache and looks good.
Who?
You don't want to know.
Okay, this is December 12th. This whole 762 conference got started on the night of December 7th. And, well, here's what's happening now. We started off with everybody on just crazy random numbers because even I didn't understand that they were grouped till I found out later. And then people started using the 3-6 numbers a lot. But the 3600 group has so many non-working numbers that it doesn't have many connectors, and therefore the 3-6 connectors were getting all busied out, which meant that people whose numbers were 76236 couldn't get calls. So I had to do something about that right quick, and last night I was discouraging people from using 3-6 by putting a recording on and giving out one of the numbers for the other conference. That is, the numbers for one of the other conferences. And here's what's happening tonight. And it seems to be working very well. I've had a very lively response on here compared to what we had been having a few days ago.
Make sure that you both go to the A line or you both go to the B line. Otherwise, you won't find each other. This is a message from Doorbell. Since it isn't possible for us to use the numbers beginning with 3-6 as a conference without disrupting Delta's telephone service, I thought I'd tell you about some other numbers that we can use, which won't create problems. The 3-6 numbers can only hold 8 people, but the two conferences I'm going to tell you about, one can hold 14 people and the other can hold 11 people. And I'm going to call them the A line and the B line respectively. So that you can always get through, I would suggest that you make a list of the numbers for each of these conferences, and then you can try them till you find one that's free. As you know here, it's one person per number, and certain numbers connect with certain others. So here are the numbers that connect together into what I'm calling the A line. These are the numbers for the A line. 3206 3452 3214 3464 3225 3400 3226 3544 3229 3545 3546 3558 3593 3521 Those are the numbers for the A line, and it can hold 14 people. At this point, I should remind you that if you have any long-distance friends, don't ask them to call the conference. It's not necessarily toll-free. The same thing applies from payphone. If you call the conference from a payphone, you should expect to lose your dime. Though, if you're lucky, you might not lose your dime. Now, here are the numbers for the B line, and it can hold 11 people. 3424-3270 3425 3511 3465 3580 3466 3582 3485 3598 and 3496. Those are the numbers for the B line. If you want to meet somebody on here, make sure that you both go to the A line or you both go to the B line. Otherwise, you won't find each other. This is a message from doorbell. Since it isn't possible for us to use the numbers beginning with 36 as a conference without disrupting Delta's telephone service,
That'd be fine.
Well, I've got a husband.
I'd like to bring
a husband?
Yeah. Oh, well, that's even better. Yeah, I believe it would. No, it's gone. Can you talk to me in the chest? Tell him.
I don't want to find it out, so.
Well, is there a way you could say you knew somebody who was here?
I can probably say I went to school with somebody or something they would have. I think it's something. But yeah, I just don't want him to have the numbers because then he'll call me on it.
Hello. Well, whatever you can tell him, we'll go along with it.
Okay. I'll be fine.
Well, he just joined us. Well, okay.
What time is it going to be at?
The what?
What time is it going to be at?
What time?
Uh-huh.
I think I'm going to start having around, probably about 7:30.
About 7:30?
Yeah.
Okay.
That way I'll have time to get home from work and get everything straightened up and make it ready, too.
Okay, then I'll see what I can work out.
Okay, well, I'm going to go back to the other man right now.
Well, listen, what are those other lines? I only got three numbers.
You don't have any for the A line? Let's see. If you get on the A line with 3464.
3464?
Or if that was busy, try 3544.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hi, babe.
Who's on here?
What's left? What's this?
What are you doing?
Nothing. Who's this?
This is Tony.
Oh, okay.
Hi, Tony.
Who are you?
This is Cheryl.
Hello, Cheryl.
Did I talk to you last night?
Yeah. Leslie?
Yeah.
Did you say you were married?
Yeah.
Oh. Does your husband know about it?
Uh-uh.
Well, what would he do if he found out?
Well, I don't know.
How did you find out about him?
I was talking to a friend of mine. He gave me his number.
Why don't you call me?
Huh? Which number?
You got something to write with?
No, but I'll just remember. Which number?
It's 457.
Okay.
8375.
Hello.
Got it? Thank you.